Flower, Mr. Taylor Smith. And thank you so much. Once again, listening to the Reyes Brothers Organ Trio here tonight at the Green Lady Lounge. Please don't forget to take care of your bartenders and your servers out there. And if you are enjoying the music tonight, we have a tip jar up here as well. We'll be here till 2:30 a.m. tonight, so sit back and relax with us here at the Green Lady.
With Andre Reyes Jr. at the organ, drummer Antonio Reyes, and guitarist Taylor Smith. That's the Reyes Brothers Organ Trio at the Green Lady Lounge. I'm David Bassey. And there's more to come from this talented trio performing original tunes. To find out who's playing when at the Green Lady Lounge, just hop on the web and visit greenladylounge.com for all the details. And we'll be back with more from the Reyes Brothers in just 60 seconds.
Support for Live at Green Lady Lounge comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generosity of all donors who help meet annual programming needs. Donation information at reader.ku.edu. From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Partly cloudy, a low of 67 degrees, slight chance of showers tonight in northeast and east central Kansas. 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow with a high of 82. Showers and thunderstorms likely for Sunday night. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
It's David Bassey again, back at the Green Lady Lounge, where you can hear live jazz 365 days a year, every night until 3 a.m. In the spotlight this week, the Reyes Brothers Organ Trio. And by the way, if you enjoy their music, check out the Reyes Brothers' latest album, Steppin' Out at the Green Lady, which is available online at greenladylounge.com. So here's more, right now, with the Reyes Brothers Organ Trio, live at Green Lady Lounge.
Right here is the title track of our album that just came out. It came out last year, and it's titled Steppin' Out. Have a few for sale with us here tonight as well, so if you're interested, talk to one of us on break. Once again, entitled Steppin' Out, live at the Green Lady Lounge.
Thank you.
so much.
Thank you.
Mr. Antonio Reyes. Chime right there.
We'll be right back.
And once again, Mr. Taylor Smith on the guitar. Taylor Smith. Antonio Reyes on the drums. Antonio Reyes. And my name is Andre Reyes Jr. on the Hammond organ. We are the Reyes Brothers Organ Trio. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back, y'all, here at the Green Lady Lounge. Please don't forget, take care of your bartenders and your servers out there. And if you're enjoying the music, we have a tip jar up here as well, y'all. Once again, we are the Reyes Brothers Organ Trio. We'll be right back here at the Green Lady Lounge. Don't you go nowhere. Y'all, once again, we are the Reyes Brothers Organ Trio. Thank you so much for coming out to the Green Lady Lounge.
That's the Reyes Brothers Organ Trio with Andre Reyes at the Hammond B3 organ, drummer Antonio Reyes, and guitarist Taylor Smith, right here at the Green Lady Lounge. Hardly a week goes by without an opportunity to see this trio playing somewhere, often right here at 1809 Grand Boulevard in Kansas City. Today's show was recorded by Ken Lovern and John Scott. Post-production is by Chuck Smith. I'm David Bassey. The series is produced by Daryl Brogdon. Live at Green Lady Lounge is a co-production of Kansas Public Radio and the Green Lady Lounge.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH in KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us here on a Saturday evening. Stay tuned for the Retro Cocktail Hour with your host, Errol Brogdon, from 7 to 9, followed by Jazz with David Bassi. Tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy skies, a low of 67, slight chance of showers overnight. A 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms for Sunday, partly sunny, a high of 82, showers and thunderstorms likely Sunday night. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Next time on KPR Presents, she's been called the nation's hostess, Mrs. President, even Lady Presidentress.
First Lady is not elected. It's not a constitutional position. There is no legal authority. They get no salary. And until Rosalynn Carter, they did not even have an office space.
Diana Carlin is the author of not one, but two new books about the changing role of the First Lady. I'm Kay McIntyre. Join us for KPR Presents, 6 o'clock Sunday evening on Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to the Retro Cocktail Hour.
That's Les Baxter and his orchestra, Bacoa, recorded in 1950, around the time that Les did his classic album Ritual of the Savage. And here for you on the Retro Cocktail Hour. I'm Darryl Brogdon, and here's where the music is always served up shaken, not stirred. We're on the air and the web from right here at the Underground Martini Bunker. Stay tuned in this hour for the exotic sounds of the Surfmen, Big Kahuna and the Copa Cat Pack, and the enchanting violins of Don Tiare. Also, mood music by the Al Nevins Orchestra on an album called Escapade in Sound, and the Frankie Ortega Trio with a tune inspired by TV's 77 Sunset Strip. In the words of Oscar Wilde, "Hear no evil, speak no evil, and you won't be invited to cocktail parties." You're invited to this one, however, the Retro Cocktail Hour on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
called Jungle Romance, done there by the Surfmen on the Retro Cocktail Hour. This was a group of top-flight studio musicians, including guys like Jack Mr. Bongo Costanzo, pianist Jimmy Rolls, and vibraphonist Emil Richards. They did a couple of albums for the budget label Somerset, imitating the style of Martin Danny and Arthur Lyman in 1960. Before that, Kenyon Hopkins and his orchestra from a sound tour of Hawaii with Outer Island. This was done as part of a series of albums done by Verve Records in cooperation with Esquire magazine. Each album featured tunes associated with a particular country. Still to come, we'll hear from a French exotica band called the Rondelles and their debut album, Exotic Sounds from Night Trips. Right now, here's Don Tiare and his enchanting violins. Don Tiare is, as far as I can tell, a completely made-up person. Most likely, it's the German arranger, composer Heinz Kiesling. From Strings Over the South Seas, this is South Sea Island Magic. On the Retro Cocktail Hour and on KPR. Those are the Rondelles, an exotica band from central France, with a girl called Bamboo, here on the Retro Cocktail Hour. It's on their debut album, Exotic Sounds from Night Trips, available at bandcamp.com. Also, Aloha Kauai, done there by Steve and Teresa, a duo that was popular in Hawaii in the 1980s. Their debut album was Catching a Wave, 1983. Thank you for joining us again here at the Underground Martini Bunker for yet another Retro Cocktail Hour. I'm Darryl Brogdon, and coming up, a group known as the Forbidden Five that only did one record, and it was a spoof of late 50s exotica music. We'll hear from them shortly. Right now, Bernie Wayne and his orchestra. Bernie was a prolific songwriter with over 1,000 songs to his credit. He wrote the hit song Blue Velvet, and also There She Is, which is sung every year at the Miss America pageant. From 1957 and the album A Man and His Music, here's Bernie with Catalina on the Retro Cocktail Hour, Kansas Public Radio. Big Kahuna and the Copa Cat Pack on the album Shake Those Hula Hips. That's the I Dream of Jeannie theme on the Retro Cocktail Hour. Ahead of that, RFD Rangoon by the Forbidden Five. Now, this was a small group led by keyboard player Bobby Hammock. They only made one record, a 45 that spoofs the genre of exotica music. Bobby was a pianist and an organist who worked a lot in TV and radio. He worked on the Ed Sullivan Show, the Red Skelton Show, and others, and was a freelance arranger for Bing Crosby and Lawrence Welk. Somewhere in there, he found time to do some records, too. Well, you're at the Underground Martini Bunker, home of the Retro Cocktail Hour. Darryl Brogdon here inviting you to stick around for the next half hour, because it includes music by Henry Mancini, Four-Piece Suit, and the Frankie Ortega Trio. Next, it's Mary Kay. She was part of the Mary Kay Trio, which performed often in Las Vegas during the 1950s and 60s. Her real name was Marika Ahihue, and she was born in Detroit, where she began playing guitar and singing in her father's Hawaiian band. She formed her own trio and anglicized her last name sometime in the late 40s. In 1957, she did a solo album conducted by Jerry Fielding called You Don't Know What Love Is. And from that, here's When I Go All the Way, on the Retro Cocktail Hour, from KPR.
If you want to kiss me, then kiss me like you miss me, and miss me every hour, every day. I'm not one to take love lightly. When I go all the way. If the urge to hold me is what your eyes have told me, and told me more than words ever say, then I know the glow burns brightly. When I go all the way. I must know that this is no fly-by-night fling, or a play with you acting a part. I will know your kiss is a casual thing. I don't think with my head, I think with my heart. Someone I don't mean a thing to, I wouldn't want to cling to. There'd only be the piper to pay. I don't want to know you slightly. When I go all the way. I'm in love with you, my darling. Now you know.
It's all killer, no filler, on the Retro Cocktail Hour, a production of Kansas Public Radio.
Support for the Retro Cocktail Hour on KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skates, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and for other events. Details available at their location in North Lawrence or at riverratks.com. Here's Al Nevins and his orchestra from Escapade in Sound with Moonlight Cocktail on the Retro Cocktail Hour. Al was a founding member of the Three Sons, which was active throughout the 1940s and 50s. He left the band in the mid-50s and led an orchestra on three mood music records before he went into the music publishing business and was one of the big influences in the development of early 60s pop music. Before that, Lonesome Lover, done by the band Four Piece Suit. I'm Darryl Brogdon. This is the Retro Cocktail Hour. Thank you kindly for digging the tunes. Up ahead, music for film noir and a tune inspired by TV's 77 Sunset Strip. The Retro Cocktail Hour is heard each and every week on stations like KTNA, Talkeetna, Alaska, WICN, Worcester, Mass., and Jefferson Public Radio, serving Southern Oregon and Northern California. Stream the show on demand at Mixcloud.com and at RetroCocktail.org. We'll be right back. Henry Mancini and Frisch Frosch, a tune from the movie High Time, 1960, and on the Retro Cocktail Hour. If you leave us now, you will miss hearing Dominic Frontieri's splendid album Love Eyes, The Moods of Romance, which is coming up later. So whatever you do, do not touch that dial. Now here's one by composer Gerald Fried. He wrote a lot of music for TV, including shows like Mission Impossible, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and Star Trek. His first solo album appears to be his score for the movie Dino, a drama about a kid played by Sal Mineo who struggles to avoid a life of crime. This is a tune called The Blonde's Place. Sounds like trouble to me. Here on the Retro Cocktail Hour and KPR.
On you.
charm is flying. You'll keep trying. Rome was never finished in a day. If you think that's an old cliche,
that is the Frankie Ortega Trio with the Cy Oliver Orchestra dining at Dino's on the Retro Cocktail Hour. This is on an album called 77 Sunset Strip, which is not so much a soundtrack album as it is a record inspired by the TV show. The familiar theme song is on here, but also a lot of tunes you never heard on the TV show. Dino's Lodge was a restaurant on the Sunset Strip, co-owned by Dean Martin. Got a lot of free publicity from being featured in the opening of 77 Sunset Strip. Ahead of that, Poor Little Extra Girl, a song written by Mel Torme originally for his album California Suite, and done here by singer Ann Richards. Hey, thanks for hanging with us. Here at the Underground Martini Bunker for another Retro Cocktail Hour. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Check out our Facebook page or follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at KPR Brogdon. And our website where you can stream the show on demand is retrococktail.org. Dominic Frontieri and his orchestra, Sensuous, on the Retro Cocktail Hour. It's a tune for the eyes, the moods of romance. This is the Retro Cocktail Hour. I'm Daryl Brogdon, on the air from here at the Underground Martini Bunker. From the University of Kansas, KPR's KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Retro Cocktail Hour on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, turning viewer support into educational arts and news programming with the Kansas City PBS membership program. More at kansascitypbs.org.
You're listening to the Retro Cocktail Hour. We'll be right back.
there's a new one by Mr. Moai and the Tiki Heads. It's called Sugar Cane Spirits, and it's here on the Retro Cocktail Hour. Find out more about this outstanding band from Charlotte, North Carolina, at their website, MrMoai.com. Welcome to the show where the music's always shaken, not stirred. I'm Daryl Brogdon, Shaker in Residence, here at the Underground Martini Bunker. In this hour, we'll visit Bombay in the company of Les Baxter. Also, the Brazen Brass Goes Latin, Martin Denny Finds Paradise. And we'll hear from one of the greatest lounge singers ever, the fabulous Matt Dennis. Besides that, we've got new music by Skip Heller and the Voodoo Five, the Tiki Yaki Minus Orchestra, and Exotica Go-Go. Time to hang out with yourself and have a crazy party on the Retro Cocktail Hour, Kansas Public Radio.
I'm out doing the usual places, and I'm living it like young. Then I dig me this face of all faces. He's the craziest light young. He drinks coffee at Cafe Espresso. He reads Kerouac light young. He goes where all the angry young men go. Recites poetry like young. We start blowing the pad around loving, and we're homing it right now. We spin records on cloud number 7, and he's reaching me like wow. I'm all unstrung, 'cause man, he's got me feeling like young. If he were to brush me and go, I'm starting to wear my hair again like a scrub again. I keep getting the kookiest notion. I think maybe it's like love. I've been feeling a crazy emotion. I think baby it's like love. Now we're riding on rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like young love.
Thank you.
That's a tune by Ray Gant and the Arabian Nights from 1969. Night in Arabia on the Retro Cocktail Hour. Ahead of that, a new one by Skip Heller and the Voodoo Five featuring singer Lena Marie Cardinal. Like Young, a tune that was written by Andre Previn and Paul Francis Webster that was kind of a minor hit in 1959. It's the Retro Cocktail Hour. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Thank you so much for making your way down here to the Underground Martini Bunker for the sounds of space-age pop and incredibly strange music. Still to come, Ports of Pleasure with Les Baxter and vibraphonist Gene Rains from one of his early 60s Exotica records. Next, it's the Victor Feldman Quartet from 1963. Vic played piano, vibes, and drums, and was something of a child prodigy, playing drums in a jazz trio at the age of 7. He was born in the UK and emigrated to the States in the mid-50s, where he joined the Woody Herman Band for a time, did his own records, and finally settled into a lucrative groove as a studio musician, where he played for Joni Mitchell, Steely Dan, and Joe Walsh, among others. Here's the quartet featuring flutist Buddy Collette with New Delhi on the Retro Cocktail Hour and KPR. Thank you.
To be, is there a storm? Is it warm? Does it keep you awake? Does it seem like a dream, like the moon on a lake? Is it dangerous to live? To live beyond the sea, is it safe to feel you're free, so free you found the key to endless happiness? If this is danger, then take my hand and whisper that you love me, and then we'll walk in the land of danger.
Thank you.
it safe to feel you're free, so free you found the key to endless happiness. If this is danger, then take my hand and whisper that you love me, and then we'll walk in the land of danger.
That's singer Matt Dennis with Land of Danger, live at the Encore in Hollywood, California, 1955, and here on the Retro Cocktail Hour. This guy is one of the great, great lounge singers. His name may not be quite as well known as others, but man, he's the real deal. Before that, Lonely Winter, done by the Gene Rains Group on the album Rains in the Tropics. Gene Rains was a vibraphonist who led a band on some Exotica records in the early 60s for the Decca label. Also, Les Baxter and his orchestra from Ports of Pleasure with Harem Silks in Bombay. This album's from 1957. The whole thing plays like a soundtrack for an imaginary movie. We screen a lot of imaginary movies here at the Underground Martini Bunker. I'm Daryl Brogdon, glad to have you join us. Still to come, we'll hear from Henry Jerome's Brazen Brass, a band that cranked out half a dozen albums in the 1960s. The Retro Cocktail Hour's here every week on stations all over the nation, including KRCB, Windsor, California, serving the California wine country, KNVC, Carson City, Nevada, and High Plains Public Radio. To stream the show on demand, well, you know what to do, right? Just go to mixcloud.com or visit retrococktail.org. Thank you. from 1959 and an album called Hot Skins. That's a tune co-written by Xavier Cugat. Nightingale, played by a band featuring some awesome percussionists, including drummer Shelly Mann, Mike Pacheco at the bongos, and Carlos Vidal at the congas. Coming up in the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear from the king of the cha-cha-cha, plus the Tiki Yaki Minus Orchestra. That's all in this half hour. Okay, now here's a band called the Brazen Brass. It was cooked up by Henry Jerome, who'd been a band leader since the mid-1930s. The Brass was inspired by the success of Enoch Light's Persuasive Percussion Records. For the Brazen Brass, they divided up the brass section equally. The muted horns on the right channel, the open horns on the left. From Brazen Brass goes Latin. Here's the Peanut Vendor on the Retro Cocktail Hour and Kansas Public Radio.
Keep your wig loose and your cats cool for the Retro Cocktail Hour, a production of Kansas Public Radio.
Support for the Retro Cocktail Hour on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. And F.W. Houston Medical Center, serving the Jefferson County area and now accepting applications for a therapy coordinator. Details at fwhouston.com/careers.
Flamingo cha-cha, flamingo cha-cha. sun meets the sky. Say farewell to my lover and his me.
René Touzé and his orchestra, Flamingo Cha-Cha, on the Retro Cocktail Hour. René was a Cuban pianist and bandleader who learned to play classical piano at the age of 4. He led the big band at Havana's famous Grand Casino. When the casino was destroyed by a hurricane, René decided to move to the States, where he wound up playing in the Desi Arnaz Orchestra, later leading his own band in the mid-1950s. Thanks again for joining us here at the Underground Martini Bunker for the Retro Cocktail Hour. I'm Darryl Brogdon. I sure hope you'll join us here every week at this time. Later in this half hour, Les Baxter steals from himself, and we'll hear the exotic sounds of Martin Denny. Next, it's the Tiki Yaki Minus Orchestra, a spin-off from the Tiki Yaki Orchestra. This is an album called Sketches with Bongos, and it's kind of a stripped-down surf exotica sound, featuring just guitar, bongos, and whatever weird percussion instruments happen to be laying around the studio. Here's El Matador on the Retro Cocktail Hour from KPR. Thank you.
number 54. The house with a bamboo door. Bamboo roof and bamboo walls. They've even got a bamboo floor. You must get to know Soho Joe. He runs an espresso called the House of Bamboo. It's a made of sticks, sticks and bricks, but you can get your kicks in the House of Bamboo. In this casino you can drink a Tino, and it's got to swing into the cha-cha. Dance the bolero in the sombrero shake, but like a snake. You ought to drop in when the cats are hopping. Let your 2 feet move to the big beat. Pick yourself a kitten and listen to the paddle paddle rocks, the jukebox. I'm telling you, when you're blue, well, there's a lot to do in the House of Bamboo. He runs an espresso called the House of Bamboo. In this casino you can drink a Gino. Let your 2 feet move it to the big beat. Make yourself a kitten and listen to a patter that rocks. I'm telling you, when you're blue, well, there's a lot to do in the House of Bamboo. Number 54, the house with a bamboo door, bamboo roof and bamboo walls. They've even got a bamboo floor in the House of Bamboo.
That's Earl Grant, an organist and sometimes singer. I think he sounds a lot like Nat King Cole. House of Bamboo, here in the Retro Cocktail Hour. Also in that set, Paradise Found, done by the Martin Denny Group on the Quiet Village album, 1959. This was recorded in Chicago while the band was playing at the London House. Before that, Les Baxter's Tropicando, played by 101 Strings, on the album K Mango. There's an interesting story here. For this tune, Tropicando, Les borrowed a riff that he wrote in the mid-50s for something called Simba, which appears on his album Tambu. I guess if you can't borrow from yourself, who can you? You've got the Retro Cocktail Hour massaging the airwaves from right here at the Underground Martini Bunker. I'm Daryl Brogdon, and we'll hear some new music by Exotica Go-Go and the Martini Kings, all in the next 10 minutes. Here's the Francie Boland Orchestra. He was a Belgian pianist and composer who spent some time in the States in the late 50s. Back in Europe, he led a very successful big band with drummer Kenny Clarke that lasted well over a decade, which was no easy thing in the 1960s. Here's Francie and his orchestra with something called Turkish Girl on the Retro Cocktail Hour and KPR. Exotica Go-Go. From their newest album, Vibralicious, we heard Tiki for Two on the Retro Cocktail Hour. They were the house band for a time at Psycho Susie's Motor Lodge in Minneapolis. I don't think the band is active at the moment, although their website is Exotic, that's Exotic with a K, exoticagogo.com. Well, it looks like we've made it to our fun quota for this hour, so we better say sayonara. Until next time. I'm Darryl Brogdon. My email is host@retrococktail.org if there's something you want to say. You can find us on Facebook and at our website where the show's available for on-demand streaming, along with merchandise, playlists, and a CD giveaway. All that awaits at retrococktail.org. We'll leave you now with the Martini Kings from their album Bossa Nova Go, which came out in 2020. Here's The Girl from Ipanema on the Retro Cocktail Hour, Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KPRs KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Retro Cocktail Hour on KPR comes from First Present, working to provide a welcoming and safe environment for everyone. Information on ministries and opportunities at firstpreslawrence.org. And Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Psychedelics are a multi-billion dollar industry, but many come from plant medicines first discovered by indigenous cultures, and that's a problem.
We can't tell the true history of psychedelics without acknowledging the plight of indigenous peoples, right? This has always been a way of our life that was taken from us.
Can psychedelics be decolonized? Next time on To the Best of Our Knowledge. Sunday at 10 a.m. here on Kansas Public Radio.
I'm Maria Lopez. Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for parts of our listening area. It's 83 and fair. Wind is from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, thunderstorms with a low in the upper 60s. Then, tomorrow, a few showers with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, a few showers with a low in the mid 60s. It's 83 and fair. That's KPR weather.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Officials in Texas are warning people along the coast to be prepared, as Tropical Storm Beryl is expected to become a hurricane again before landfall. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is around 330 miles southeast of Corpus Christi, and a storm surge warning is up for the entire Texas coast. Houston Public Media's Dominic Anthony Walsh has more.
Warmer than normal temperatures in the Gulf of Mexico are forecast to fuel the strength of Beryl before it makes landfall near Corpus Christi on Monday. The National Hurricane Center warns of damaging hurricane-force winds and life-threatening storm surge along portions of the lower and middle Texas coast starting late Sunday. Tropical storm and hurricane watches are in effect for those areas, and dangerous rip currents are expected throughout the weekend on beaches across much of the Gulf of Mexico. The National Weather Service forecasts flash flooding across parts of the Texas Gulf Coast and eastern Texas starting late Sunday through the middle of next week. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in Houston.
President Biden says he's staying in the race even as more lawmakers and donors call on him to step aside. Yesterday, he was interviewed on ABC News, and NPR's Tamara Keith has more.
President Biden was repeatedly pressed on his insistence on staying in the race and whether he might be fooling himself about his ability to win and serve another 4 years. But he was defiant. He insisted that polls showing him trailing are wrong, and he often pivoted to talk about what he has accomplished and the danger he says former President Trump poses. But at times, his answers were also garbled, with multiple ideas tumbling out at the same time in a way that made it difficult to fully understand his point.
NPR's Tamara Keith reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin doesn't see the conflict in Ukraine ending in anything short of destroying Ukrainian statehood. That's according to a recent report by the Institute for the Study of War. NPR's Ashley Westerman has more from Ukraine.
In a Friday meeting in Moscow with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, the Russian leader firmly rejected the idea of a ceasefire, insisting that one would only allow Ukraine to regroup and rearm. According to the Institute for the Study of War, which analyzed the talks, Putin is instead unwilling to accept any end that does not include the total destruction of Ukrainian statehood and identity. Putin is also calling for the overthrow of Ukraine's democratically elected government and for the surrender of a significant portion of its territory. Orban's visit to Moscow was described as an attempt to broker peace talks following a visit to Kyiv. EU leaders warn that Orban, currently the EU president, does not speak for the rest of the European Union. Ashley Westerman, NPR News, Lviv.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Stardate July 6th. Three tiny constellations are stacked up in the eastern evening sky this month. The Arrow, the Dolphin, and the Little Horse. There's not a single bright star among them, but under moderately dark skies, at least one of them is pretty easy to make out. The Arrow is at the top of the stack. It's the third smallest of the 88 modern constellations. In ancient times, it represented a weapon used by Hercules, but there were different takes on his target. All of its stars are faint, but under especially dark skies, it does look like an arrow, aiming toward the left. It's between two bright stars, Altair to its lower right and Deneb to the upper left. The most prominent of the three figures is the Dolphin, which is below the arrow. Its five brightest stars outline the Dolphin's form. It, too, has more than one myth. One of them said the Dolphin rescued a rich poet and musician. The man had jumped into the sea after he was threatened by the crew of the ship in which he was sailing. Finally, there's the Little Horse. It's the second smallest constellation, and it's quite faint. And it's not even a complete horse. It's depicted only as a horse's head. One of its Greek stories said it was the brother or son of the winged horse Pegasus, which rises below it. If your skies are nice and dark, look for these tiny constellations beginning at nightfall and rolling across the south during the night. We have more sky watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
There's a string of beautiful albums on Motema Records from guitarist Ronnie Ben-Hur. I'm David Bassi, the Israeli guitarist, and Fortuna on Motema Records, and his foray into the blues called The Intimacy of the Blues. Thank you. Coming up, it's Lou Tobacken covering the music of Jerome Kern with the Netherlands Metropole Orchestra. We just heard Ronnie Ben Hur and his version of Billy Strayhorn's The Intimacy of the Blues, recorded by Duke Ellington in 1967 and in 1970. That one, Fortuna, comes from Motema Records in 2009 with Rufus Reed at the bass and Louis Nash playing the drums. Ronnie Matthews, too, and Steve Kroon. How about Lou Tobacken in Yesterday's?